Storm and Rock Show on Kerrang Radio. It's Dan Hudson. It's Saturday the 3rd of May. And the best thing to happen this week by a country mile is the announcement of new Jane's Addiction dates. They're over here in August. You can catch them on Wednesday the 20th at O2 Academy Brixton and on Thursday the 21st at the O2 Apollo in Manchester. So to discuss these amazing developments, I was joined on the phone this week by Mr. Dave Navarro from the band. And I started by asking him, man, you've got to be pretty excited about coming over here, right?
Kerrang Radio.
Yeah, Jane's Addiction's coming to the UK to do a couple of shows, but the exciting part for us is that we're doing our first studio album, Nothing Shocking, in its entirety. For the first time, ever. We've never done that. So it's going to be great to be back in UK, but it's also going to be super exciting, especially for the fact that we're doing this album. You know, generally when you go out on the road and you go out on tour with a new product, there's promotion and press and photo shoots and all kinds of unnecessary evils of the industry, but this is a record that's been out 25 years, and we can avoid all that and just go out and play the songs, and I think that's what we're all excited about.
In particular, for me, what I think is quite interesting is the title of the record, which is very much ahead of its time. It seems like now, in 2014, more than ever, nothing is really shocking anymore.
That is a really great point. I totally agree with that. Society and the world at large had been progressing at a pace that wasn't necessarily always beneficial for humanity. And, you know, I'm sure none of us ever saw that slowing down. And certainly from the time that our fathers were alive and born to where we were at that point, things had gone at a huge acceleration, and I certainly didn't see them slowing down in any way. But where we're at today, yeah, man, I could never have imagined that we would have gone to the level where we're at. Like, I can't imagine being a child growing up with the internet, because none of us did. And the 24-hour news cycle, none of that stuff existed when we made that record. So now everything is accessible at any time. I think it's more appropriate than ever to have an album of that title.
Looking forward to these shows then, do you think that there's a possibility there might be kids in the audience that weren't alive, not just when the record came out, but probably not even in the 80s at all, that are going to be coming to these shows?
That would be great. I hope so. If it's any indication that, you know, some of the dates I go on, you know, my girlfriends weren't born when the record came out and their parents love it, you know, perhaps that's a possibility, you know. Perhaps there are parents out there that will bring their kids, you know. I don't know. But I do know that every year that we're out on tour, there seems to be a young crowd always, where I'm astonished that they're even aware of that material.
Let's just remind ourselves of those dates one more time. August 2014, Wednesday the 20th at the O2 Academy Brixton, Thursday the 21st at the O2 Apollo in Manchester. Jane's Addiction will be playing in the UK, and they will be playing their debut studio album, Nothing Shocking, in full. We can't wait for those dates, Dave. If there's one track on the album, which would it be?
I would go ahead and play Mountain Song. You know, that's the rocker on that record, and it's just, we've been starting our shows with it over the past couple of years, and that'll be front and center on the set, so let's go there.